I love my morning coffee, but sometimes the crash hits harder than the caffeine. That's when I switch to Everyday Dose, coffee with benefits. It's real coffee infused with mushrooms, collagen, and nootropics, giving me smooth, focused energy that actually lasts. The Black Friday sale is on. Get 61% off your first coffee plus starter kit, a free A2 probiotic creamer, and over $100 in free gifts. Enter for a chance to win $100 cash or even get your entire order refunded. Head to everydaydose.com/podcast or use code podcast at checkout.
You are listening to Blessed and Bossed Up, presented by Anchored Media, an entrepreneurship podcast for Christians all about how to make God the CEO of your business. Get ready to be inspired, challenged, but well-equipped to live and build your destiny His way. Hey guys, welcome to another episode of the Blessed and Bossed Up podcast. I know y'all looking at me like, sis, what are you doing? It's Thursday. Monday done passed. Tuesday done passed. Wednesday done passed. Most of Thursday done passed. Where have you been? I know that y'all don't play when it comes to this show and y'all be having your foot on my neck, but hear me out. Hear me out. I've been busy. I've been so busy, y'all. Like, I have deadlines that I had to meet in my business. I'm working on, I was working on a podcast audit, and those take a lot of time. I'm pretty much restructuring somebody's whole entire show to meet their business goals. So it takes a lot of time. I had to send out a proposal for someone who wants us to develop a show. And then also, like, the pandemic has actually impacted my business, not in a major way financially, but how I do business has to change a little bit. Because when we were doing developing shows from scratch from people, so let's take the Fashionpreneur Diaries, for example. When we did that, we do everything. Like, we come to you with the equipment, our producers are there. So I developed the show, and then like our producers are there doing any recording and all of that stuff. So we're in person a lot. And so with the virus, we can't do that anymore. So I've been trying to figure that part out. And then also, we have a new program coming up in October for those who have podcasts and businesses and your podcast isn't seeing the numbers that you want to see. There have been a ton of interest of those who want to work with Anchor Media in that capacity to monetize their show. And so what I did was created a program that's going to allow me to work with more people and be able to serve that demographic better, because there's a ton of interest in working with Anchor Media, but our capacity is limited. You know what I mean? And that's kind of the growing pains of a business. We always want to get to a certain point, but there's always somewhere else to go, right? And you want to be able to maintain the level you achieve as well as continue to grow. And so for me right now, I've been figuring out just how to best serve my audience within this new landscape of how the world is. And it's pretty fun, to be honest with you. I love creating new programs, new products and services and ways to help people. So it's definitely not anything that I can complain about, you know what I mean? Or anything that is stressful, but it's something that requires work, you know what I mean? And so I've been busy, y'all. I've been busy. And one thing, you guys asked me the question a lot about how I'm navigating like motherhood and business and things like that. But honestly, a big balance topic that I don't think is talked about enough. Maybe I'll do a show on it. I don't know. But it's when you own multiple brands, that's things become difficult to balance that as well. Like, Anchor Media is the company. That's my business. Blessed and Bossed Up is a client of Anchor Media's. It's a brand in and of itself, but it's not a business. It's a brand under Anchor Media. And then also myself, the Tatum Tamia brand is a brand in and of itself. I have my books, people book me to speak, like all of these different things. And so I have multiple moving parts underneath my business. And as we grow, it gets a bit difficult because I have to now navigate what each brand needs from me, if that makes sense. So like I have the business and I have to make sure that I'm a good leader for my team. I have to make hiring decisions. I have to make sure that I'm giving my team members what they need to do their job. I have to make sure that I'm doing the things that I'm supposed to do on time so that other people could do their jobs. Like it's a lot required of me in that executive role. And if y'all been listening to this show for a while, you know, I did a podcast at the beginning of the year and I was saying that God was calling me to be more of an executive and less of an entrepreneur. So I've had to really focus on building a successful company from the ground up and not just creating things and putting them out on sale and grinding, but creating a successful company that's going to last in a long term. And that's been a lot of work. You know what I mean? We've been creating policies and procedures, been creating a strategic vision for Anchored Media. And so I've had on my executive hat a lot. And it's fun, like I love it. But then to then have to come over to the blessed and bossed up side and be the talent, so to speak, or be the voice behind the podcast has been kind of difficult, because when I'm in the executive role, I'm making decisions, I'm creating things, I'm forecasting, I'm having meetings, I'm doing all of these things where I'm in boss mode, so to speak. And then here I have to be inspiring and I have to be uplifting and da 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 da. And it's hard. If I'm being completely honest, it's hard because I'm just not, it's hard for me to kind of get out of that boss mode in order to get into this girlfriend in your head mode that you guys love every week. It's been hard. And then I'm already tired from like the baby and my time is limited because I'm very serious about spending time with my family. And so my work hours are pretty strict for the most part. So it's been really difficult for me. And so that's why the podcast has been coming out late. I've had deadlines that I needed to meet. I've had things I needed to do on the executive side. And I just haven't been able to get into the mindset to come on here and be the voice of this show. I just haven't had it in me. And I know that I can push through and do a podcast, but I also have a level of integrity where I'm not going to speak without God. I'm not going to show up to God's stuff and halfway do it so I could check it off my to-do list. I'm not going to do that. I'll not put the podcast out at all if that's what will happen in order for me to do it. So I had to wait until I knew or created a space or a time frame for me to get into the mode to be able to do this. And that happened today. I worked a little bit this morning. I took a nap. I haven't taken a nap in ages. I took a nap and then I got up and I prayed and now I'm ready to record the show. So that's why the show is coming out late. I can't tell you that the show won't be late again because it might. It might. But I wanted to kind of share that with you guys because I believe that we see so much of people who are in the beginning phases and trying to get to this quote unquote level of success. And we don't hear too much about what it takes after you've reached that goal to maintain where you are. And also the new things that it takes to get to the next level, because the stuff that you're going through now doesn't, even if that's this season ends, so not even if, but when this season ends, there's still going to be another season that you're going to have to go through in order to prepare for the next thing that God has for you, right? You may be in a pruning season now, but you're going to also get pruned in other ways as you go from glory to glory. So for me right now, this is another season that's pruning me for the next thing. And so I'm having to be refined in new ways. I'm having to master time management. I'm having to master all of the hats that I wear and making sure that I'm showing up to each of them with excellence. I'm now seeing what it's like to have to maintain the podcast as well as my company, as well as my family, because for the first time, I'm doing all of this at once. You know what I mean? For the first couple of months that I had my son, I was on maternity leave and I had podcast episodes already pre-recorded. So I didn't know what it was like to still have to keep up with the show. And so I'm learning. It's an exciting journey, but I wanted to just explain that to you guys because I believe that it's a lot of you who are in a season where you feel like if I could just quit my job, if I could just make the six figures, if I could just build a successful business, that somehow that's going to be a relief. And it may be a relief from what you're dealing with right now, but it's going to be a whole nother season that you're going to have to go through to be prepared for what's next and to be able to maintain what it is that you're working for now. And that's another part of preparing for what you want before you get it, is to be present and appreciative for the season that you're in, because it's those lessons that you learn in that season that's going to take you to the next one and prepare you and make the next season a lot more easier to deal with, right? So this season is not as terrible as my waiting season, so to speak, because I am able to use the things that the gifts that God stirred up in me and the skills that he refined in that waiting season and applying it to my season right now. And then I'm also getting, he's also stirring up new gifts and skills and things in me right now that I'm going to need for wherever he has me going next. I hope that makes sense. So for you guys that are, again, that you're in this process and you're waiting for what you're praying for, appreciate where you are. Understand that it's always going to be a lesson. There's always going to be some pruning happening. There's always going to be a process, no matter what. Processes never end. And so if you just kind of release yourself from that anxiety of, if I could just get to there, and appreciate where you are right now for what it is, and understand that it's going to be other things that God is going to be working through you or working on you with in the next season, you could be a lot more comfortable in the process of the journey that you're in right now. So that's where I'm at. Couple of church announcements before we get into the episode. If y'all hear a lawnmower in the background, I'm at home, not recording in my office today, and they decided to cut grass, and I'm not about to put it on the podcast. But hopefully it's not too loud. Anyway, church announcements. Make sure that you guys are subscribed to my YouTube channel at Tatum Tamia, TatumTemia. I'm really excited about my YouTube channel because I have a lot of great content that's coming to you guys. My team and I have been working really, really hard on the channel. So make sure you guys follow and subscribe. And I can't get the terminology right. I'll be like, follow the YouTube. Like, no, you subscribe to YouTube and you click the notification bell. I didn't know that was a thing. But all of that YouTube lingo, do all that. Okay. Go to my YouTube channel at Tatum Tamia and do all that good stuff, so you know when we putting out a video. Also, Anchor Media has a YouTube channel. So we're going to be putting out so much content for you guys who are starting a podcast, for you guys that are trying to monetize your podcast or grow your listenership. Subscribe to the Anchor Media channel. The link to both YouTubes will be in the show notes for you guys. Sorry to interrupt you guys. Before we get any deeper into the episode, can we talk about wealth for a second? Wealth is a topic that is extremely important to me, especially now that I have a son. We've heard for years how important it is to have a diversified portfolio. So like stocks, bonds, mutual funds, that type of thing. But if you ever looked at the breakdown of the most successful portfolios, you'll typically see a diversified set of real estate. So why isn't it one of the first assets that we consider when we're looking to diversify? And the answer to that is it hasn't been available to investors like you and me until now, thanks to Fundrise. They make it super easy for all investors to diversify by building you a portfolio of institutional quality real estate investments. So whether you're just starting to invest in real estate or looking to add more, our friends at Fundrise have you covered. Here's how. Fundrise is an investing platform that makes investing in high quality, high potential real estate as easy as investing in your favorite stock or mutual fund. So whether you're looking to add stable cash flow via dividends or prefer long-term growth through appreciation, Fundrise has you covered. Fundrise's team of real estate professionals carefully vet and actively manages all of their real estate projects. And with their easy-to-use website, you can track your portfolio's performance and watch as properties across the country are acquired, improved, and operated via asset updates. To date, Fundrise manages more than $1 billion, y'all, in assets for 130,000 plus investors. And since 2014, the Fundrise platform has averaged 8.7 to 12.4% annual returns, and investors have earned more than $79 million in dividends alone, y'all. So start building your better portfolio today. Get started at fundrise.com/bless to have your first 90 days of advisory fees waived. That's fundrise.com/blessed to have your first 90 days of advisory fees waived. That's fundrise.com/blessed. Start building wealth today, you guys. And real estate is definitely an excellent way to do it. Let's get back to the show. All right, let's get into today's topic. So the title of today's show is How to Not Lose Faith When You're Hurting. I believe this episode is so timely because there's so much going on in the world. The pandemic, racism, elections, police killing Black people. Like, it's just so much happening on top of regular everyday things that we all go through in our life. Parents trying to adjust to the new normal with children being online and having to work their jobs from home while also kids being home and still trying to do your business. Like, it's a lot going on. It's a lot going on. And it's easy to be overwhelmed right now. It's understandable to be hurt. Even me personally, I shared on my Instagram that I was really feeling a certain type of way recently because I've been seeing a lot of posts about August about National Breastfeeding Month. I saw a lot of posts about Black Breastfeeding Weeks, and you can go on my Instagram at Tatum Tamia to read my post. But I was really like hurt, triggered by seeing a lot of the posts of moms breastfeeding their kids. And a lot of them talked about the difficulties of breastfeeding and things that they've overcome to be able to successfully breastfeed their kids. And it hurt me because I wasn't able to even, like, those are difficulties that I wish I could have experienced. Because unfortunately, I had a health complication after I gave birth to my son, and the treatment of that killed my breast milk supply. And it's crazy because I was so excited when my breast milk came in. Like, I remember that day, like, I was changing him, and sorry for the male listeners, my boobs were like leaking because finally my breast milk came in, and I nursed him, and then I pumped, and I was able to get like 8 ounces. I was so excited because breastfeeding was really high on my priority list, and I had all the stuff, all the things that you need. I was ready. But unfortunately, that same day, I got admitted back into the hospital, and I had to stay for a few days away from my son, and I wasn't able to nurse. I was still pumping around the clock in an effort to not lose my supply. But unfortunately, with the treatment that I was on, my breast milk supply was terrible. I mean, after that, I was able to maybe pump like 2 ounces sometimes one, and then it just went down. This episode is brought to you by BetterHelp. Today, we're talking about how to keep the faith when you're hurt. And one of the things that you can do while you're hurting is to make sure that you're seeking help and making sure that you're talking to somebody in the midst of all of the other points that we're going over in the episode. BetterHelp Online Counseling is here for you. BetterHelp is the world's largest e-counseling platform. And so for me personally, with my busy schedule, I've been telling you guys about everything that I've had going on and how I'm able to navigate it. It's hard, you know, to be able to research and make appointments with people in person. And even now with COVID, I'm that much more particular about who I'm actually going to be around. And so honestly, I find myself just kind of giving up and not even really trying to go at all, because a lot of times counseling isn't really offered at the level of convenience that fits my lifestyle. But with BetterHelp, they will connect you with a professional counselor in a safe and private online environment. It's super convenient and safe. You can now get help on your own time and at your own pace. BetterHelp is also available worldwide, so wherever you are on the globe, BetterHelp is available for you. You can schedule secure video or phone sessions, plus chat and text with your therapist. Anything that you share is completely confidential. You can start communicating with your therapist, you guys, in under 24 hours. So if you need somebody to talk to ASAP, make sure that you're signing up. And best of all, it's truly an affordable option. Blessed and Bossed Up listeners get 10% off your first month with discount code BLESSED. So why not get started today? Go to betterhelp.com/blessed. You simply fill out a questionnaire to help them assess what your needs are and get matched with a counselor that you'll love. So that's betterhelp.com/blessed. Let's get back to the show. And to drops. And so I was really, really upset about that because I was one of those people who really wanted to nurse and breastfeed for at least a year. And so seeing these posts, I was hurt. And I'll share more. There's a lot to my motherhood story. But God has given me an assignment with that. And so once I'm released to pursue that vision or that venture, I'll be more open about it. I'm also the type of person that prefers not to talk about things that are hurtful until after I'm over it. I'm not one of those people who be in the middle of something and then tell you about it. It's just not, I like to keep my vulnerability, so to speak, protected, if that makes sense. And we'll get into that with this episode. I like to keep it protected to a very few that I trust to be able to know what I'm going through in real time. I tell everybody else about it later. And that's just how I am. And it's worked very well for me being able to successfully navigate hurtful times. And so as I'm like looking through these posts, I was hurt, you know, and it took me back to going through my health crisis or what I was going through health wise, and just the fight that I had to put up to make sure that I was continuously making God decisions, even in the midst of my emotional turmoil. And that's a very tough thing to do. And I believe a lot of us, we talk about keeping faith or having faith. And we talk a lot about that in the circumstances or in the confines of things going good. And we don't really get into the nitty gritty of making sure that you're still making God decisions, Holy Spirit led decisions in the midst of emotional turmoil. And so that's what we're going to talk about today, is how to not lose faith when you're hurting, because the enemy would love for your emotions to overtake you so much that you move outside of the will of God, that you stop trusting God. He will lie to you and tell you that God is not still good because you're going through something. And that is a lie. That is a whole entire lie. God is still God. And so I'm going to go over about 6 points here because I just want to be practical. I don't want to just be all motivational all the time. Like, I want us to live this life because God is always with us. God's way is always better, even when it doesn't feel good. And so point number one is how not to lose faith when you're hurting is to guard your vulnerability. And I talked about that a couple of minutes ago. Everybody don't need to know what you're going through when you're going through it. You need to have a set amount of wise counsel, a set amount of people that you trust with your vulnerability that are going to speak God's words to you and not their limited understanding. Because a lot of us want people to have more wisdom than they're capable of giving. They're trying to tell you advice based off of their experiences, but they don't get it. And I know for me personally, when I'm going through stuff, I don't care what you think. I don't care what happened to your mother, sister, cousin, and how they dealt with it. And so that shaped your perspective of what I'm going through. No. I'm only talking to people who have an ear to hear for the Holy Spirit, who will speak what God tells them to speak to me in that moment. I don't want your opinions. I want my God. And it's as simple as that. And so for you guys, as you're going through things, guard your vulnerability. When I was even pregnant, I didn't even tell anybody, really, except for those who are in. I told like my bridesmaids, my close family, my immediate family extended family and stuff didn't even know until they saw me and they were like, oh, dang, you pregnant? They didn't even know. This episode is brought to you by Stamps.com. When I first put out my God is my CEO journal, as well as my book, I used to have to ship so many things out, and the hassle of going to the post office and getting all of those orders out was so difficult and time consuming. Even now, as I'm thinking about the holiday season, because we have some physical products that I'm really excited about that we're working on, sending those things out and dealing with that hassle in the middle of a pandemic is not attractive to me at all. That's why I love Stamps.com, because they bring all of the mailing and shipping services you need right to your computer in the comfort of your home or office. So whether you're a small business sending invoices, an online seller shipping out products, or just working from home and need to mail some stuff out, Stamps.com can handle it all with ease. You simply use your computer to print official U.S. postage 24/7. And that's for any letter, any package, any class of mail, anywhere that you want to send it. And then once your mail is ready, just leave it for your mail carrier, schedule a pickup, or drop it off at the mailbox. It's really that simple. And like I said, with stamps.com, you even get great discounts. So 5 cents off of every stamp and up to 62% off, y'all, USPS and UPS shipping rates. Stamps.com is a no-brainer, saving you time and money. And just a quick business tip, by saving money on postage with Stamps.com, guess what, y'all? That's more profit for whatever it is that you're selling. So again, this is an absolute no-brainer. And right now, my listeners get a special offer that includes a 4-week trial plus free postage and a digital scale without any long-term commitment. Just go to stamps.com, click on the microphone at the top of the homepage, and type in blessed. That's stamps.com. Enter blessed. Let's get back to the show. I didn't talk about it on Instagram. I didn't talk about it on social media. I don't care if I have a brand and people care what's going on in my life. What matters more to me is that I am making sure that I'm protected. My family is protected, and I'm moving in line with God. Everything else is secondary. Everything else does not matter compared to that. And so for me personally, being pregnant was a vulnerable time because of my difficulty being able to get there. And so I didn't need everybody in my business. I needed God, my husband, and that's it. And even down to like giving birth, I didn't have a midwife. I didn't have any like doulas or anything like that. I wanted God and I wanted my husband. I anointed that hospital room with oil when I was up in that thing. When the doctors were coming in explaining to me things and expecting me to make decisions, I kindly asked them to leave. And me and my husband sat there and prayed, and we'd let them know when they could come back. And we told them what we were going to do. We had worship music playing the whole time. Nurses and stuff are coming in like, wow, it feels different in here. Yeah, that's the Holy Spirit, baby. Welcome. Nobody knew. Nobody knew, even when I had my health concern. I had to tell my family, my media family knew. I had to tell them, don't tell nobody, because I don't need people calling me. Because people call out of concern, but I'm too vulnerable right now. I don't want you touching me. I don't want you having access to me. It's the same thing when you have a newborn baby. You don't want everybody touching and holding your baby. It's vulnerable in that moment. A lot of you guys are starting businesses and you have these ideas that are God ideas, and they're difficult to wrap your head around, let alone trying to explain to somebody else. They don't know. It's not for them to know. You got to protect that. You have to be, and you have to understand that, or be okay with doing the thing, whatever it may be, with just you and God. And we have to stop giving people so much credit or so much what's the word I'm looking for? We have to stop giving people so much authority and so much influence. That's the word. So much influence into the things that we're doing or that God is calling us to. So whatever may be hurting you right now, it may be business, it may be personal, it may be health, it may be whatever it may be, you have to guard your vulnerability and only allow those to have access to you who are going to speak what God tells them to speak. I have a very, very small circle of people in general that's around me. I have an even smaller circle of those that I'm vulnerable with in the middle of going through something. And those are the only people that I allow to be able to pour into me, because I got to make sure that in my vulnerable time that I'm not tainted. I don't need anybody telling me what's practical. I don't serve a practical God. I serve a God who can do all things. I serve a God who is the Alpha and the Omega. I serve a God who is all knowing and all powerful. I don't want your opinion. I want God. And if you're not going to give me God, in a sense of you're not going to remind me of his word, in a sense of you are not going to speak anything he tells you to speak to me, like, I don't want it. I don't want it. I don't care what statistic. I don't care about nothing but what God has to say. And so for you guys, whatever season you're in that may be painful right now, guard your vulnerability. Everybody don't need to know everything. They don't. One thing that's been very helpful for me, even in business, I don't tell anybody what I'm doing until it's done. I don't say, oh, I'm starting this business. I say, I started this business about that. And that's even if I say that. Most people find out when we start marketing and they like, dang, Tatum, I didn't even know you was, because you're not supposed to know. It has to be me and God, because I have to drown out any noise, because the enemy will use people too. They won't realize it, but he'll be using them to speak death into the thing that you're trying to grow, to speak death into the thing that God is trying to breathe life into. So we have to make sure that we have clear boundaries in place and a clear protection around our vulnerability, whatever it may be. It may be your marriage. I don't even talk about marriage a lot, but my number one advice to anybody when it comes to marriage, and I tell people this in my personal life, do not let anybody into your marriage. Even your friends, they don't need to know what's going on with you and your husband. They don't need to know that your husband did this and he pissed you off and yada yada. They don't need to know that. Protect your marriage. Even if your husband is pissing you off, protect him. The only people that we talk to about our marriage is our premarital counselors. Nobody else needs to know. You know what I mean? So for you guys, when it comes to your marriages, protect that. Even when people are, I found out like friends and family or whatever are pregnant, I'm like, the only advice, so they ask me for advice, I said, the only advice I'm going to give you is don't listen to anybody. Because every pregnancy is different. Everybody's experience is different. I'm not going to tell you, my experience or try to put my experience on you because yours may be totally different. For those who are starting businesses, it may be some things that God has you doing that's unorthodox. And even if you've been in business for a while, there may be some pivots and some changes that God has you doing that's unorthodox. You have to guard that. You have to guard that. People are not going to understand, especially for those of you guys who are pioneers. If you're the first one that's doing something, how can you expect somebody else to understand what it is that you're doing? It's not for them. It's for you. And God is going to see you through. You don't need other people, or you don't need to give other people enough influence to be able to determine what it is that you do and don't do, or to be able to influence your emotions around what God has you doing. It's tough enough. Don't make it worse by adding too many opinions to the pot. So that's point number one, guard your vulnerability. Point number two, remember that God isn't shocked by anything. Somebody said something to me earlier in the year, and it was so funny, but it was so true. She was saying, God is not in heaven pacing around wondering what's going on. He already knew that you will be going through what you're going through. He already knew that the state of the world will be what it is right now. He's not surprised. And if you really like think about that and sit with that for a second and understand, like, you may be anxious, you may be hurting, you may be depressed, you may have all of these emotional things going on right now because of what you're going through, but God isn't shocked. He's confident. He is assured. He's strong. He's like all of these things. He still loves you. He knows that you're going to get through this. He knows what the ending looks like. But sometimes it's so hard for us to mentally connect with that fact because of all that we're feeling. So I want to bring it to your attention so that you can remind yourself as you're going through things that God is not shocked by what you're going through. He knew that in 2020, we will be in a pandemic, that in 2020, racism will still be here, that in 2020, we will lose iconic figures in the world. He knew all of this. And he knew in 2020 that you will be struggling with whatever it is that you're struggling with right now. But he is a God with answers. He is a God with strength that you can tap into. He is a God that with wisdom, so that you can go to him in the midst of what you're going through and get wisdom about it. He is a God that will give you a peace that surpasses all understanding. He's not shocked. He's not in heaven pacing around. He knows where you are. He knows what you're going through. He's there with open arms waiting for you to cry in his lap. He's there. He's there. And he's not stressed. He's not worried. He's still protecting you. He's still going before you and making crooked paths straight. He's still perfecting all things concerning you. He's still doing all of these things. He is still God. He is still God. We live in such a time where everybody wants to magnify the problem. People are speaking so much death out of their mouths. And that's going to be a point we're going to get to in a second. But so many people have given up on 2020, so to speak, because of everything that's going on. But what? God is still God. He is still God. It don't matter if you don't understand what he's doing. It don't matter if he didn't check with you before he decided to allow whatever it is going on in your life to happen. He is still God. He is still God. And I'm going to keep saying that because I want you to understand and to rationalize this in the midst of the hurt. He is still God. When I'm sitting in my own stuff, like, God, why am I here? God, I served you. I did things your way. I listen to you. I speak for you. I give my business to you. I gave my life to you. I do what you tell me to do. Why am I going through this? Like, these are things that come up when you're going through stuff. These are things that came up in my head and things that I said out my mouth while I'm hurt. Like, God, what's going on? Did I do something wrong? Did I mess up? Did I miss something? What happened? God, I thought we were good. Somehow I felt like because I was hurt, I was punished. But no, he's still God. And leading on to the next point, I had to understand that all things work. All things work together for the good of those who love him and who have been called according to his purpose. Romans 8:28. So no matter how hurt I am, no matter what I'm going through, the fact remains that this too shall work out for the good. The fact remains that I may walk through the fire, but I will not get burned. Isaiah 43 says, "But now, O Jacob, listen to the Lord who created you. O Israel, the one who formed you says, do not be afraid, for I have ransomed you. I have called you by name. You are mine. When you go through deep waters, I will be with you. When you go through rivers of difficulty, you will not drown. When you walk through the fire of oppression, you will not be burned up. The flames will not consume you, for I am the Lord your God, the Holy One of Israel, your Savior. I gave Egypt as a ransom for your freedom. I gave Ethiopia and Saba in your place. Others were given in exchange for you. I traded their lives for yours because you are precious to me. You are honored and I love you." Like, this is who our God is, you guys. And you keep the faith when you're hurting by understanding who God is and understanding that he is still God, that he is not shocked, that his word will not return back to him void, that he is the same then as he is now, that he will never leave you, that he is right there, that he is right there, that even when it doesn't feel like it, he's protecting you. And even as you go through things, you may go through it, but it won't consume you. And on top of that, it's going to work out for your good. In case you thought that you would just come out on the other side, okay? No, that's not enough for him. He said that it's also going to work out for your good. So you have to remember the facts. We have to keep facts over our feelings. And God's word are the ultimate facts. The things that God says and he says in his word are the ultimate facts. So whatever you're going through, get offline, get off Google and open your Bible. That's who you need to be asking. That's where you need to be searching, because that's where your answers are. Period. Okay. All right. I'm gonna stop playing, but let's get back to it though. Point number one was guard your vulnerability. Point number two, remember that God isn't shocked by anything. And then point number three, I said the scripture, Romans 8:28. So write that down, because if you're going through something, this is a scripture that you need to make sure that you are seeing often. And don't allow scriptures to be so common that they lose their potency. It don't matter how many people say it. It may be popular, but it still works. it may be popular, but it still works. So don't shrug your shoulders at any scripture because it's common, or roll your eyes to it because you've heard it a million different times. You better use God's word for what it is. You better use God's word as your sword, as you're fighting in this season. And the other scripture that I said, I didn't even write this one down, but it was, I started reading Isaiah 43. I'm actually going to go and stop here, because my next 2 points are probably going to take a little while, and I don't want to go over time. So we're going to put a pin in this here. It's Thursday, episode coming out in a couple of days, y'all. So it's cool. By the time you listen to this, the second part will be coming right after it. So thank you guys for listening to another episode of the Blessed and Bossed Up podcast. Do not forget to follow me on Instagram at Tatum Tamia. Follow Blessed and Bossed Up on Instagram. Y'all got us to 10,000 followers. Pew, 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 pew. Thank you guys so much for following the podcast page. Make sure that you are subscribed to my YouTube channel at Tatum Tamia, Anchor Media's YouTube channel at Anchor Media. And I think that's it. Yeah, I think that's it. Thank you guys for tuning in. I love you guys, and I will talk to you in a couple days.